At 2 years old, our granddaughter Elizabeth is not unlike other two-year-olds who are in perpetual motion, at least when they're awake. Unlike her mother Colleen, who was walking at about 9 months, Elizabeth was a bit of a late bloomer, being well over a year old before she was actually taking her first steps. But when she finally began walking, her newfound mobility quickly caught up with other children her own age and opened up a whole new world for her, as well as a whole new world for her parents and her grandparents, who have to be more watchful of where she's going. Those little two-year-old legs can quickly take her to places that she shouldn't be, or out of sight of mom and dad, or of her Nono and Pawpaw, who might be watching her. And at this age, we realize that she is a sponge, soaking up everything in the world around her. Words and phrases that are spoken, facial expressions, body language, mannerisms are all being carefully observed and mimicked. In fact, Elizabeth and all other young children help us to realize that they learn by imitation. It is even their ability to walk that grows and is motivated by imitation. And it is the delightful imitation of these young children that is closely aligned to the children's bond of love with their mom and dad, with their desire to do what mom and dad and their grandparents and their other loved ones around them are doing. But there is a dark side to imitation. For the unfortunate children growing up in a dysfunctional home where abuse and neglect and immoral and even criminal behavior is a mainstay of their environment, there is also imitation that is happening. And out of imitation, out of what they experience and observe in their formative years, it is often these children who grow up and occupy the dark and seedy and shadowy underbelly of our society. A juvenile life marked by antisocial behavior, violence, and crime. By imitation, these children walk not as children of light, but as children of darkness. And like the two-year-old who has just learned to walk, there too is imitation and perpetual motion. But in this case, not out of the bond of love, and not into the light of moral growth and nurture, but out of hatred and fear and a sense of survival, and into the darkness of the world they have always known. These are the children of darkness, and they walk and wander and abide as a metaphor of our own darkness, of the demons that we do battle with within the depths of our own souls and our lives. But the season of Lent, at which we have reached the halfway mark, is a powerful reminder that we have been called out of that darkness and into the glorious light of Christ, and that the response to this call also comes by way of imitation. In this morning's epistle lesson from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5, Paul writes in verses 1 and 2, he says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children." Be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. And then St. Paul goes on to describe the antithesis of those who are walking in love and as imitators of God. Beginning in verse 3, he says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks." Giving of thanks. And St. Paul here is not talking about thanks only and simply saying thank you, as we might as somebody who's done us a favor, but rather giving a thanks. It's a life of Eucharisto. It's a living the Eucharistic life in all the circumstances. In verse 5, he continues, "For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Walk as children of light, St. Paul admonishes us. We are to be walking as children of light, not as children of darkness and disobedience. Our call is to be walking as children of light. It is not sitting, nor lounging, nor not napping or sleeping, but walking. Walking as children of light. You see, the whole idea of walking represents motion and intentionality that is directed not by a static and unchanging state or by a wandering aimlessness and randomness, but by a vibrant and dynamic and growing faith motivated by our love of God and directed by our definite and intentional desire to imitate Christ, the God-man who gave his very life as a sacrifice upon the cross. But in the gospel lesson this morning from Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 14, as Jesus had cast out a demon from a mute person, and some of the people there who witnessed this began to speculate that he had done it by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Jesus responds to them in discerning their thoughts and their heart. In verse 17 says, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against the house falls." Jesus is not only correcting the erroneous thoughts of the people who had witnessed this miracle, asserting that it was accomplished through the divine power of God and not by Beelzebub, but Jesus is also making an admonishment against those who have divided hearts, who live duplicitous and dual lives. For he says in verse 23, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." You see, we are to be walking as children of light in imitation of Christ. And yet, Lent is a time through honest self-examination that we begin to realize that we indeed can have a divided heart, that we can be duplicitous in our being, that we sometimes live and present ourselves one way on Sunday morning and among our Christian friends, but that we can live altogether another way. at school, at our jobs, at home, at our clubs and our places of recreation. We realize that we can sometimes have one foot in the kingdom of God and another foot in the kingdom of this world with all of its allurements, with all of its darkness. We can try to maintain a Christian life while dabbling in darkness. But the Lord is crystal clear. There is no middle ground. There is no straddling the fence. Either we are with Christ and laboring with Him, or we are against Him. Either we are walking as children of light, completely and wholly committed to a life of obedience, to a life of holiness in the kingdom of God, or we are walking as children of darkness and disobedience. It's that simple. And yet, in the simplicity of that message, I stand in holy fear because I know and I confess that I still struggle with darkness in my own life, that I still struggle with a divided heart, with sinful passions, and with the allurements of this world. But Lent is also the season of the church year where not only we are exposed to and convicted by the revelation of this reality, but it is also by which, through our own repentance, by our sacramental confession before God, that we have divine forgiveness freely bestowed and a restored place before God to enable us to walk in newness of life, to walk once again as children of light. For you see, St. Paul tells us in the last verse of the epistle lesson in Ephesians 5, verse 14, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. As we allow ourselves in the season of Lent to be awakened from our spiritual sloth and lack of discipline, from our spiritual stagnation, as we are aroused from our spiritual indifference and apathy, it is Christ who gives us light. It is our Lord who shines upon us and who once again enables us to come out of the darkness and into His marvelous and glorious light, whereby we are no longer abiding as children of darkness, but walking as children of light. And as we do, God will give us opportunities to be agents of illumination and transfiguration of the darkness of the world around us. But how does this square with St. Paul's admonishment in Ephesians 5 and verse 11 when he says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them? After all, didn't Jesus associate with the sinner, with the prostitute, and the tax collector, and all the other sinners, the fornicators? Yes, we, like Jesus, have been planted in this world of sin and darkness. We don't have citizenship there, but it's where God has placed us. And while we have ample opportunities to associate and interact with sinners and non-Christians, the prohibition is that we have no fellowship with their unfruitful works of darkness. St. Paul's not saying that we are not to associate completely with them, but rather we are not to have fellowship. In other words, we are not to become participants in such works or to associate ourselves with them in a way that lends credence to their sin and their works of darkness. Rather, walking as children of light, Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount instructs us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. We are called to be walking as children of light, even in the midst of darkness, that our light may not only expose the works of darkness, but that it may lead the children of darkness out of their disobedience and into the glorious light of God in Christ. Some of the most prevalent and manifest examples of wickedness and darkness are coming out of the Middle East and the reports of what the atrocities that ISIS is perpetrating on the people there, both Muslims and Christians. And it was exactly 1 month ago today, on February the 15th, that ISIS terrorists led a group of 20 captive fishermen who were Coptic Christians to Mediterranean beach in Libya on the southern coastline of the Mediterranean Sea, ordering them to renounce their Christian faith and to become Muslim. And on their knees on that beach, they refused, holding fast to their faith, saying, "Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me." And the terrorists began the execution of these Coptic Christians by beheading them, filming it on video. Another captive, a non-Christian man from Chad, seeing and witnessing the unwavering, unshakable faith of his fellow captives, was also ordered by the terrorists to renounce Jesus Christ as God. The Chadian man responded, "Their God is my God." And like the thief on the cross next to Jesus, this Chadian man's conversion and entrance into the church came by way of a confession of faith, a bold confession of faith that was sealed in the baptism of his own blood, as the terrorist also beheaded him. And along with the other 20 brethren, this man received the martyr's crown, an entrance into eternal life. Praise God. What a witness. That's what the word martyr means, witness. What a witness to behold the light of these men who were willing to give their lives for the kingdom of God in the face of the darkest evil imaginable. And here was a man on his knees discerning that light and coming to that light and receiving for himself the sacrifice, joining to himself the sacrifice of our Lord, who shed his blood for the world, who brought redemption to the world, even for these men who perpetrated the murder. This is what it means. This is a picture of what it is to walk as children of light, to forgive those who persecute, to forgive those who would even murder, to rise above the darkness, to allow the light and the truth of the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of God to shine forth. May we, in this season of Lent, continue to lay our hearts before the Lord, renouncing the darkness that we have dabbled in, renouncing the disobedience and the rebellion of our own soul, as we once again receive the grace, the reconciliation, and the purity of God's love, his forgiveness, as we come with broken hearts, as we come with contrite hearts, in a way that we may be cleansed, in a way that we may once again walk as children of light, that we may carry the light of Christ into all the dark corners of the world. Let us heed the call and walk as children of light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.